In this module, we're going to discuss authorizing, configuring, and using Sprite Backup. The copy of Sprite Backup that comes on the user documentation CD allows you 10 days to evaluate the Sprite product. There's a card containing an authorization code in your Packmate shipping carton. This card is in both print and braille. If the program isn't authorized and the evaluation period expires, you can restore any backups you saved, but you won't be able to make any further backups until you've actually authorized the program. We're going to go ahead and authorize our copy of Sprite now. If you want to get your authorization card, you can follow along through the steps and authorize the copy that you've just loaded as well. We're finished with the user documentation CD for now, so you can close the Internet Explorer window if you wish and remove the user documentation CD. Let's go ahead and start Sprite Backup on the Packmate. So we'll go to the Start menu, we'll press P for Programs, and then we'll up arrow until we hear the Packmate say Sprite Backup.
Start menu today, calculator, stopwatch, Sprite Backup.
That's the one I'm looking for, press Enter.
Leaving menus, Sprite Backup info button.
This is an introductory screen that Sprite will show you. Yours may have said OK button. It's telling you that you are using the 10-day evaluation version. After this version expires, you're not going to be able to make any more backups until you authorize Sprite. So something we already know. We've just discussed it. I'm going to tab to the OK button and press Enter.
OK button. Sprite backup dialog. Backup now button.
I don't actually want to back up now. I want to go ahead and configure Sprite so it works best for me on the Packmate. At the same time, we're going to go ahead and authorize this. First thing we're going to do is go into Options. So you're going to press F2 and select Options.
Menu active options.
Press Enter.
Leaving menus. Menu active. Reset Sprite Backup options.
We're going to press up arrow until we hear the Packmate say switch to advanced mode. And then we're going to press Enter.
Switch to advanced mode. Leaving menus. Scanning file system. This may take a few minutes. Please wait.
So you want to wait while the Packmate scans your file system. If you've got a compact flash memory card in one of the slots, it will scan that also. And it will actually configure itself to put your Sprite backup onto the compact flash card. So you'll have a full backup of your Packmate on your compact flash card, and you can restore this information back to your Packmate at any time. It may take it a moment or two to scan your file system, so you just need to be patient.
File edit / storage card / backup 2006-06-02.
That's what we've been waiting for. Sprite has identified the path for the backup file that you might make. You'll notice that it's automatically date stamped it. And in my case, it's told me that it's going to put this backup onto my storage card. We're going to go to the Sprite authorization dialog. So we're going to press F2 and then press Enter on options.
Menu active options. Backup options.
Now we'll up arrow until we reach Authorize.
Switch to basic mode. About. Authorize.
And we'll press Enter.
Leaving menus.
When this dialog opens, you may find that JAWS has lost focus. In order to regain focus in this dialog, go to the Start menu by pressing F4. I'll do that with you.
Start menu today.
And then press F4 again to return to the dialog.
Leaving menus, Sprite backup, authorization code edit.
So, we're in an edit field where we can enter the authorization code. So if you've got your authorization card there, go ahead and enter the code, and I'll do that as well. Since the Packmate will speak the keystrokes as you enter this code, if you've got keyboard echo turned on to characters, I'm going to go ahead and stop recording while I enter my code, and you can enter your code. I've just entered my authorization code into the edit field. Hopefully you've done the same. Now press Tab.
Tab, cancel button.
And Tab again.
Tab, name edit.
This is an edit field where you'll need to enter your name. I'll go ahead and do that now.
R-O-N space M-I-L-L-E-R.
Press Tab again.
Tab, read only edit to purchase a license. Contact Sprite.
And since you've got an authorization code, you don't need to do that. Now Shift Tab.
Shift Tab, authorize button.
There's our authorize button, so let's press Enter.
Enter. Sprite backup dialog. Product authorization successful. You may need to restart this application before the changes take effect. OK button.
That's OK with me. Press Enter.
Enter. Sprite backup dialog. Backup page. Backup dot button.
And we find ourselves back in Sprite's main dialog. Focus is set to the backup button. If you were to press Enter at this point, Sprite would perform a backup. But before you do that, let's do some configuration work on Sprite so that it works better with the Packmate. The configuration changes we're going to make to Sprite will let you get the best results with PacMate when backing up or restoring files. Press F2 to open the menus, and we'll select Options.
Menu active options.
Press Enter.
Backup options.
Press Enter again.
General backup options.
And press Enter again.
Leaving menus, Sprite backup dialog, cancel button.
Okay, in the general backup options, we're going to press Tab until we hear the PacMate say, stop processes before backup.
Tab, default button. Tab, OK button. Tab, compress backup checkbox checked. Encrypt backup checkbox not checked. Stop processes before backup checkbox checked.
If we let Sprite stop processes before a backup is performed, one of the processes that will be stopped is JAWS. We want to be able to have speech available to us so we can hear the message, which will let us know that the backup process is completed. So we're going to uncheck that.
Not checked.
We passed a couple of other items that you probably heard. One was to encrypt our backup. You heard that was not checked. You can read more about that in the Sprite help, and if you choose to make encrypted backup files, you could certainly check that. And you also heard an item which will allow you to compress your backup files. That's checked by default. I recommend you leave it checked. It doesn't slow down the backup process very much, and it will make your backup files smaller. Let's press Tab and see what other options we have available.
Create self-restoring backup files checkbox not checked.
This item is not checked by default. I recommend that you check it. What this means is that your backup file will be made into a little executable file. So if you ever have need to perform a hard reset on your PacMate and you want to restore your PacMate to the condition it was before you did the reset, you can simply insert your storage card, use File Explorer to locate your backup file, and press Enter on it, and it will run as a self-executing backup file. It's its own little application. It'll run a small version of Sprite Backup and completely restore your PacMate for you. Otherwise, you have to actually reinstall Sprite Backup and then run the backup file within Sprite Backup. The handy thing about making your backup files self-restoring files is that you can restore your PacMate anywhere with just the backup file and your PacMate. There's no need to reinstall Sprite Backup beforehand. So I'm going to check this by pressing the spacebar.
Checked.
I'll press Tab again.
Name backup files automatically checkbox checked.
This item is checked by default, and it tells Sprite to automatically name the backup files for you. What Sprite does, as you heard earlier in the module, is it names the file using the current date. So Sprite will name your backup file incorporating the date on which the backup was made. This makes it easier for you to find the backup that you want to use if you save more than one backup file. I'm going to leave that checked. Press Tab.
Cancel button.
Press Tab again.
Tab, default button.
And press Tab again.
Tab, OK button.
So, we passed the cancel button, which would have allowed us to leave this dialog without making any changes. There's a default button, which will let me restore Sprite to its default settings. And the OK button, which will let me accept the changes I've made, which I want to do. So I'll press Enter here.
Enter. Sprite backup dialog, backup page, backup dot button.
I'm back in the main Sprite dialog now. We finished configuring Sprite's backup options. Now let's configure Sprite's restore options the way we want them. This process is very similar. Press F2 to get to the menus.
Menu active options.
Press Enter.
Backup options.
Down arrow to restore options.
Restore options.
Press Enter.
Leaving menus, Sprite backup dialog, default button.
In this dialog, focus moves immediately to the default button. Press Tab.
Tab, OK button.
Press Tab again.
Tab, cancel button.
And again.
Tab, stop processes before restore checkbox checked.
We discussed a similar item in the backup options. Again, we'll want to uncheck this item because we don't want all processes to be stopped before restore is performed. Otherwise, JAWS will be stopped and we won't be able to hear the message that lets us know that the restoration process is complete. Press Space.
Not checked.
That's the only thing we need to change in this particular dialog. Let's press Shift-Tab twice to return to the OK button.
Cancel button. Shift-Tab, OK button.
And press Enter.
Enter. Sprite backup dialog, backup page, backup dot button.
And once again, we're in Sprite's main dialog. You heard earlier that my Sprite backup files will be saved to my storage card. If you don't have a storage card to save these files on, you'll want to save your backup file to the PacMate's flash disk. The flash disk is 10 megabytes in size, and information stored on the flash disk won't be lost if a hard reset's performed. Let's tab until we hear the PackMate say dot 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 button.
Tab dot dot button.
This button actually will take us to a dialog which will let us choose where backup files are stored. By default, if you've got a storage card inserted into your PackMate, Sprite Backup will choose that location to save your files. But if you don't have that, you can use this dialog to select the flash disk as a storage location for your backup files. Press Enter on this button.
Enter. Sprite Backup dialog. Backup file description. OK button.
Let's tab through this dialog together.
Tab. Cancel button. Tab. Name. Edit. Backup 2006-06-02.
And as you can hear, Sprite automatically names the file with the date.
Tab. Folder. Combo box. None. 1 of 18.
This combo box lets you choose the folder that you want your backup file to be stored in. I'm leaving it set to none since we're just going to store this in flash disk. Let's press Tab again.
Tab, location, combo box, storage card, 1 of 3.
And this is the location combo. Right now, storage is selected since I have a storage card in my PackMate. I'm going to press down arrow so you can hear the other choices.
Flash disk.
There's flash disk, which I just mentioned.
My documents.
And my documents, which is the My Documents folder in the PackMate main memory. I want to recommend very strongly that you don't save your backup files to the My Documents folder in main memory. If you perform a hard reset on your PackMate or any other Pocket PC device, all the contents of main memory will be erased. So the recommended locations for storing a backup file are either the flash disk or on a compact flash storage card. So, if you didn't have a storage card in your PackMate and you want to use flash disk, you would arrow to your reach flash disk.
Flash disk.
And then let's tab to the OK button.
Tab, backup file description, edit. Tab, OK button.
And press Enter.
Enter. Sprite backup dialog, backup page, backup dot button.
The flash disk is a storage area in the PackMate approximately 10 megabytes in size. Files stored there are protected. One of the things you'll want to keep in mind when you select the storage location for your backup files is how much information and how many applications you actually have stored on your PackMate at the time of the backup. I've got a number of applications loaded onto this PackMate, and my backup file would be larger than the 10 megabytes available to me on the flash disk. So I'm going to go back into the dialog that we just left, and I'm going to select the storage card as the storage location for my backup files.
Tab, dot, dot button.
I'm going to press Enter here.
Enter. Sprite backup dialog, backup file description, OK button.
And I'm going to press Shift-Tab to reach the combo box that we need.
Shift tab, backup file description, edit. Shift tab, location, combo box, flash disk, 2 of 3.
And I'll press up arrow to storage card.
Storage card.
And now I'll tab back to the OK button and press Enter.
Tab, backup file description, tab, OK button, enter. Sprite backup dialog, backup page, backup dot button.
Now that we've finished configuring Sprite's backup and restore options, let's go ahead and perform an actual backup. If you don't want to do this at this time, you can listen while I actually back up my PackMate. I'm going to press C chord to hear the current line.
Backup dot button.
I'm on the backup button, so I'll press Enter.
Enter. Sprite backup dialog. Progress compression on encryption off backup file. Backslash storage card. Backslash backup 2006-06-02. Backup overview. Start button.
We're in a backup overview, and I've gotten several pieces of useful information. I've heard the name of the file. And as you heard, the file name is the date on which the backup is performed. The storage location was spoken, which is now storage card since we set it to storage card a moment ago. Encryption is turned off, compression is turned on, and focus is on the start button. Since the backup process will take several minutes, I'm going to actually not make you wait through the silence while the backup is being performed. I'll stop the recording, and the recording will resume when the backup process is completed. I'm going to press Enter now to start the backup process.
Enter. Operation completed with OK button.
Our backup is complete. You heard a little sound that tells you that the backup is complete. And also the PackMate said OK button because we're on the OK button in this dialog. If you didn't actually make the configuration changes today that we've made in this module and you perform a Sprite backup without those changes in place so that processes are stopped before a backup is performed, JAWS will be shut off, as I mentioned earlier, but you'll still know the backup process is done by that little sound that you heard. At that point, you'll want to perform a warm reset so you get JAWS back. Let's explore this dialog. Press Tab.
Tab, View Report button.
So we have a report about the backup which has just been performed. Press Tab again.
Tab, OK button.
There's our OK button again. Let's look at the report. Press Tab.
Tab, View Report button.
And press Enter.
Enter. Sprite Backup Dialog.
Press Tab.
Tab, Edit.
And as you can hear, we're in an Edit field. Let's go to the top of the document.
Operation Backup completed successfully.
And perform a Say All to read the entire report.
Operation Backup completed successfully. Backup file / storage card / backup 2006-06-02. X start time 6206, 12:12:16 p.m. end time 6206, 12:16:47 p.m. time elapsed 4:31 min. Backup fill size 9,344 kb, average speed 34 kb/s.
This report gives you information about the backup which just took place. You heard things like how much time it took to actually make the backup, the start time and end time of the backup process, the file size, some basic information you might want to know. We can leave this report by pressing F1.
Close button. Sprite backup dialog. Progress. View report button. Operation completed with view report button.
Let's tab to OK and press Enter.
Tab OK button. Enter. Sprite backup dialog. Backup page. Backup dot button.
And we're back in the main Sprite dialog. One of the useful features that Sprite offers is the ability to perform a scheduled backup. This means that instead of taking the time out of your day to go through the process we just went through to perform a backup, you can actually instruct Sprite to perform the backup for you automatically, and you can schedule it at a time when you won't be using the PackMate, like 2 o'clock in the morning, perhaps. Let's go ahead and schedule a backup at this time. Press F2.
Menu active options.
Press Enter.
Leaving menus. Menu active backup options.
Down arrow to scheduled backups and press Enter.
Restore option. Scheduled backup. Leaving menus, Sprite backup dialog, next not scheduled last fry 6206-12:16:47 p.m. scheduled backup, backup schedule, change scheduling, dot button.
We're now in the scheduled backup dialog. You heard the PackMate give the time of the last backup and tell us that it was a non-scheduled backup, and we're on a change button. This lets us do two things. It will let us schedule our backup, or if a scheduled backup is already in place, it will let us change that. Let's press Enter here.
Enter. Sprite backup dialog, frequency, enable scheduled backup, checkbox not checked.
So the first thing you have to do is decide that you want to enable scheduled backups. Press the spacebar.
Checked.
I'm going to tab to the date and time selection.
Tab, cancel button. Tab, OK button. Tab, 62062.
Focus is currently on the date selector. The current date is set for 6/2/2006, which is today's date. This is very similar to what you'll find in the clock settings. I can use left and right arrow to move from the year to the month to the day values, and I can change them using up and down arrows. I'm going to set this to tomorrow's date. I'll press the arrow key till I reach my month setting.
6.
And again to reach the day.
2.
I'll press up arrow.
3.
And I'm not going to change the year, so now I'll tab to the time setting.
Tab. 12:28:12.
And I can now change the time settings. I want to set my scheduled backups to occur at 2:30 in the morning. PackMate just said 12. It's now 12:28. This is the time at which I'm actually making this recording. I want to change the hour, so I'm going to press up arrow.
13. 14.
As you can hear, we're set to 24-hour time. I'm going to up arrow till I reach 2, which will be 2 in the morning.
5, 6, 7, 18, 9, 20, 20, 22, 23. 00, 01, 02.
So my hour is now set for 2 a.m. I'll press right arrow.
28.
And I'll press up arrow to reach 30 minutes.
29. 30.
So the time is now set so that scheduled backups will take place at 2:30 in the morning. Let's press tab.
Tab, frequency combo box, once, 1 of 3.
This is a combo box which lets me choose how often a scheduled backup is going to occur. I want this backup to occur every morning at 2:30. Let's press down arrow.
Daily.
I could choose daily.
Weekly.
Or weekly. I'm going to up arrow to daily because I want this to happen every morning.
Daily.
Press tab.
Tab, dot, dot button.
This button is just like the button we discussed in the main Sprite dialog. If I were to press enter here, I would enter a dialog which would let me choose the storage location for my backup file. Press tab.
Tab, restart device when complete, checkbox not checked.
This particular item is unchecked by default. What this means is, if left unchecked, when the scheduled backup is completed, the PackMate will go back to sleep. It will turn itself off. If you choose to check this particular item, the PackMate will be restarted and will be left running after the backup is completed. Press tab.
Enable scheduled backup checkbox checked.
And we've already checked this. Press tab.
Cancel button.
Tab again.
Tab OK button.
And I'm going to press OK to accept my changes.
Enter. Sprite backup dialog. Next sat 6306230:00. Last fry 6206:12:16:47 p.m. Scheduled backup schedule. Change scheduling dot button.
I'm back on the change scheduling button, but the information that this dialog reports to me is now changed. You heard the packmate say the time and date of the next scheduled backup, and it repeated the time and date of the last backup which was performed. This dialog differs slightly from other dialogues you're going to encounter. I don't want to press enter here to accept my changes. That would actually press the change button again. So to leave this dialog, we're going to press F1.
Close button, sprite backup dialog, backup page, backup dot button.
And we're back in the main sprite dialog. We've successfully set up the PacMate to perform a scheduled backup every morning at 2:30 a.m. You don't have to leave the PacMate turned on. It'll actually turn itself on automatically, perform the backup, and then it will turn itself back off again. You'll know that the backup has actually been performed because the next time you turn your PacMate on, the dialog we talked about earlier, the one which appears after a sprite backup is complete, will be open. Your focus might be in the dialog on the OK button, or if your focus has gone back to the Today screen, if you find yourself in the Today screen. If you press F5 to open the Recent Applications menu, you'll see that Sprite Backup is in the Recent Applications menu. You can press Enter on Sprite Backup, and at that point you'll be back in the dialog with your focus on the OK button. And you can go through the steps that we talked about earlier to either press Tab to the View Report button and read about the success of your update, or you can press Enter on the OK button and go through the rest of the steps to exit Sprite Backup. So if you have scheduled backups set up, when you turn your PacMate on after the time for a scheduled backup and you see that dialog, you can be sure that the backup actually has been completed. This completes this module. Please join me in the next module.